So tell us a little bit about what the Eco Lawn is. You are the inventor of the Eco Lawn, which is like an awesome concept. Just tell our listeners, what exactly is it and how'd you come up with the idea for it?
Well, my company, Wildflower Farm, we're basically have been functioning as native plant seed growers and providers of wildflower meadow ingredients, basically. Mm-hmm. And for years, we were a native plant nursery as well.
Mm-hmm.
And our customers were the ones who came to us and said, you know, we love our completely sustainable wildflower gardens and meadows, but, you know, this lawn that's on our property is just not sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
And there's such an extreme contrast. So our customers 18 years ago challenged us to come up with a lawn that was sustainable and something that also could function as a fire barrier around the meadows and pathways that were low maintenance through the meadows. And so we started doing research, and one day, actually, we went for a walk in the woods and came upon these beautiful fine blades of grass that are in many deciduous and pine forests throughout North America, mm-hmm. and even in parts of Europe, and they don't grow with any help from any human being whatsoever, and they do just fine. They
They're
grow
just
great
completely
in
natural.
The shade and the sun. Yep, fine fescues. Fine fescues are the best kept secret in the lawn industry, and they require so little in the way of input. They have deep roots, so once you get them going, they're unbelievably drought tolerant, and they'll stay green during a drought. They're fast to germinate but really slow to grow. So if somebody wants a traditional looking lawn, they're only mowing about once a month.
Yeah, I found that really incredible when you told me about the Eco Lawn at first when we met at the Philadelphia Flower Show. The fact that you don't have to mow it very often. How did you discover that fact?
Well, we spent several years experimenting with fine fescues as a lawn,
mm-hmm.
and we observed and quantified all of their behaviors, and lo and behold, they are fast to germinate, 7 to 15 days, but they're slow to grow. So your average person in Pennsylvania, with the amount of rainfall that you have there, you're going to be mowing only about once a month. Plus, it has all these other attributes that a regular lawn doesn't. It grows very happily in part shade and deep shade and even in acidic soils under pine trees. Or, you know, that side of the house or that, you know, that darkened area that
yeah.
you just can't get anything to grow. Eco Lawn will grow there, too.
That's really nice.
But it
nice.
Also grows in full sun. It grows in clay soil.
That's awesome.
It's very awesome.
How does the installation, like, of it putting it in work exactly? Like, what is the process,
well,
I guess?
Well, there's really two different ways to install it. You can create a brand new lawn.
Okay.
With from a blank space. And it's really actually the same process as you would use to install a regular shallow-rooted lawn from seed.
Oh,
and, yeah. It's, and then if you want... And though this is what a lot of people do, I mean, it's so much work to rip up your old lawn.
Right.
It's mm-hmm. insanely arduous to do so.
Yeah,
so
that's
the best
the word.
Thing to, yeah, really. the best thing to do, really, is just to overseed. You do aggressive overseeding in the spring and in the fall, and over, depending on the shape of your lawn, 3 to 5 overseedings on average. You've converted your entire lawn into an eco lawn.
Wow.
It's really easy to do.
Yeah, that's awesome that it's so easy to do. And it's fairly affordable as well, as I've been told.
Yeah.
It's very affordable, especially when you actually factor in how much water you're saving. I mean,
mm-hmm.
For example, in Pittsburgh, which is also in Pennsylvania, of course, they actually have the highest water rate of anywhere in the country. And anywhere you go, water rates are going up. And
mm-hmm.
you can save huge amounts of money. We actually have on the wildflowerfarm.com website, in the EcoLawn section, there is a really amazing water savings calculator that you can put in the city you live in, mm-hmm. in anywhere in North America, and the square footage of your lawn space, and the number of times you water it, and it will tell you exactly how much money you are saving by growing an EcoLawn.
Wow.
That's a lot of money. Yeah.
Can you find me a calculator like that that'll calculate how much I owe for my student loans right now? Because I'd really appreciate that.
I'm sure that that exists, but that is not my department.
I'd rather know the water than that.
I would too, but it would just be nice. So you've also written a book. Can you tell us a little bit about that? You have a book signing today, I believe.
That's awesome.
From our chain of
emails? Yes, as soon as we finish chatting, I'm dashing off to a book signing. Yes, I wrote a book based on my 25 years as a wildflower horticulturalist, farmer, gardener.
That's quite a title.
And it's called Taming Wildflowers.
That's so cute. That's such a cute title. Oh, my gosh. You're so creative. I love it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I wanted to write a book that could simply be a fantastic, relaxing, visual escape experience.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's full color and hardcover and all this kind of lovely stuff. But it also is filled with all kinds of information you really literally cannot find anywhere else. I go with the 60 top wildflowers and native grasses, how to grow them from seed, and their specific native pollinator partners. Also, how to actually grow wildflowers from seed, you know, what that process is. It's not difficult. Just nice to have someone explain it to you.
Right.
And also an explanation of the crucial role that wildflowers play in keeping the precious pollinators alive and humming. And also how to incorporate wildflowers into whatever kind of landscape you have, whether you have a community garden, a veggie garden, a traditional flower border, whatever it is you've got. My point of view is we really need to incorporate these wildflowers into public and private landscapes because they do so many jobs that we need done. They attract the best pollinators, the best beneficial insects. I also have a whole section on the seedlings and what the wildflower seedlings look like. Because anybody who gardens has always run into the what is this? It's a seedling. I don't know how to identify it. Is it a white wildflower or a weed? And then there's a lot of really fun stuff about making wildflower bouquets and a DIY wildflower wedding or wreath.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's my department.
Yeah.
I'm constantly watching TLC, and I'm like, where do they get their flower arrangements? They're so beautiful. Yeah. I want to be able to do myself.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, there are more and more flower growers in North America, and that's something that's also really important to mention, that the North American flower-grown movement is starting to take hold. Local flowers are important because all the flowers that are imported from somewhere else are simply not sustainable, and they are coated in pesticides and insecticides.
And they have to be, because how else are they going to make the trip over? But it's really not sustainable at all. I'm really fascinated by all of this information about wildflowers that I learned from researching your website and researching all of this information about wildflowers ever since we got the interview with you. It was just, like, incredible stuff, because when I used to think of the word wildflowers, I just thought of, like, those white flowers that grew in, like, fields and stuff. I didn't really think much of them. I was like, okay, they're just things that occur naturally. Like, they're a little bit nicer looking than weeds. And I found out all this information about them, about how they attract all of these beneficial insects and how they can help, like, nurture the soil and all that stuff. And it's just, like, really, really fascinating.
Exactly. The ecosystem jobs that they do are literally worth billions of dollars.
Absolutely,
Just, for example, there's a study that it is going to be released later in 2014, mm-hmm. but that has already been written about and interpreted by the University of Michigan, where they've been working with farmers out there for several years, and they install huge swaths of wildflowers. And what they have found is that the farmers can cut back on their insecticides, and instead of using insecticides automatically, say 10, 12 times a season, they're down to as few as two or three in some years.
That's amazing.
Which is an 80% reduction in insecticides, which from a purely cost, never mind the environmental issue for a moment.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It saves them easily between $5,000 and $6,000 a year, and that doesn't even factor in the labor and diesel for running the tractor.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to get the people who don't really care too much about sustainability. It's going to save you money in the long run to be sustainable.
This has been one of the approaches we have taken in the many years we have been involved with sustainable landscaping, because the cost savings with wildflowers, with Ecolawn, phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Also, what's interesting, too, is this giant swath of wildflowers has also cut more than half the number of honeybee hives the farmer needed to rent during the pollination season.
That's good, too, because there's also a shortage of honeybees happening.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that I love to share with people, is that it turns out that the native pollinators, you know, the most well-known would be the bumblebee,
right,
are efficient, undaunted soldiers of pollination. I mean, they don't care what the weather is like, but
that is true. I've seen bumblebees out in, like, rain, and I'm just like, bees aren't supposed to be able to fly in rain, and the bumblebees just don't care at all. They're out there anyway.
Exactly, and whether it's cold or it's rainy, they are out there, and they're getting the job done faster and better, and actually producing crops that are better quality. And that's another determination that this study has come upon, is that the blueberries, there are more of them, and they are bigger and plumper and juicier. So it's, again, the native plants, native pollinators doing the job.
Yeah, I see no downside to this whatsoever. This just sounds like phenomenal stuff.
Exactly. And then those same farmers can, if they wish, use a lot of these swaths of wildflowers to make cut flower bouquets, take to the farmer's market.
Which is also awesome, because they're beautiful, and I'm obsessed with DIY flower arrangements. And they're so beautiful, and you can do it yourself. It's cheaper, and you also kind of feel accomplished when you have your own flower bouquet. I don't know about you guys, but
I
would just feel so accomplished if I was walking down the aisle and I was like, I made this bouquet.
Yeah, exactly. And that was one of the most wonderful things about doing the book in collaboration with the three brides that I feature in the book.
That's awesome.
They really led the way in terms of the design and style and sense of what they wanted for
their
wedding.
That's fantastic.
And to me, that is so valuable as well.
That's so awesome.
Yay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us, Miriam. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us when you're so busy with a book signing
today.
That's
so exciting. I'm so jealous. I'm going to write a book so I can just sign them. That's like one of my dreams in life.
Doesn't
is just to go to a book
about.
Signing.
Just want to sign
it would just
them.
Be like a piece of paper.
Awesome. Yeah. So people can find more by going to wildflowerfarm.com. Also, the book has its own site too, which
awesome.
Is teamingwildflowers.com. And then again, it's Ecolawn, Ecolawn. And these are all things that, you know, we'd be happy to answer more questions via the website or by phone or email.
All right. Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Miriam. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been a pleasure.
All right. Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right.